ओम शांति, ओम शांति, ओम शांति। इन दिस ओम शांति, व्हाट इज विद व्हाट अवेयरनेस, विद विच अवेयरनेस वी स्पीक ओम शांति। To just start the class or finish the silence or greet each other, or it is really awareness of the meaning behind it, because as is the awareness, or in Hindi it is called Simrati. Simrati means deep within is remembrance. And when there is the awareness or inner remembrance, inner awareness or consciousness, then this Simrati, that is in Hindi, Simrati means remembrance, deep loveful remembrance, respectful remembrance, conscious awareness, loveful remembrance, respectful remembrance is called Simrati. In one word, the power in this remembrance would be Samrati. The result of this inner awareness, deep loveful remembrance and respectful meaningful remembrance, is the power within the thought, power within the world, power within the consciousness. And so if we just only say Om Shanti, that Janaki makes us really aware of the power of the world, because even the world has the power when you are aware. One time you are aware, you reply, Om Shanti, greetings, it is greeting of peace. Second time, it is meeting with the Self. Third time, it is that what you are, whatever level you are meeting with your own Self, you are meeting others. And that is what is the, like, 1, 2, 3. You say 1, 2, 3, what is happening? Is be ready. There is power in it. So the topic this evening is changing the atmosphere, the environment, through awareness and attitude. To change the atmosphere and the environment through Simrati and attitude means vritti. That is, now, even in your attitude of the mind, because you say Om Shanti to respond, to say Om Shanti with the feeling, with the experience, to say Om Shanti with respect, your vibrations will be different. Because whatever this thought and feelings are there, that is called this attitude, automatically it becomes the breath. Your breathing system becomes harmonious with the thought. For example, if you are in a hurry, you say something, your breathing system is fast. You say with patience, you are relaxed. Isn't it like this? You would have experienced, those who have experienced and noticed that my thought and my breath and my world has a connection. Thought, world and breath. It is, no? The feeling is there. And so if the awareness is there, whatever I am talking, speaking about, positive is powerful. So the awareness, what I am aware about. So this is the one aspect, is the awareness of the self. The second aspect is the awareness of the time. The third is the awareness of relationship with myself, with time, with each other, with Baba. That is called self, swayam, self, myself, samay, time, and sambandh, relationship. With what I am related to, what I am relating or connecting with. Because a thought comes in your mind and you connect with the situation which was very fearful. Or you connect with the situation which has brought some sadness. Or you connect with the situation which brought some doubt. Now your attitude towards this will be the same, and you will bring back the same experience which was before, though it is not. The words are different. The time is different. Word might be same. But thoughts, feelings, is now translating, connecting with the past, and you begin to feel the same situation which was 10 years ago, but it is not there anymore. And so this is why change in my attitude, it's very important. I change the attitude of the mind. The attitude is actually whatever you think. It's again, a Hindi word is vritti. Whatever you think, you revise it again and again. You repeat it again and again. You rotate that thinking again and again. And this creates the atmosphere. If you repeat something which creates tension, repeating again and again, and you have not paid attention that it is becoming heaviness in you, suddenly you will feel headache. You will feel heavy heart. You will feel that I do not know, some kind of burden is pulling you, something kind of heaviness has taken the atmosphere created in this way, that your happiness is, you are losing, reducing, happiness is becoming less and less. So it is very much is connected with the situation might be there, but your attitude is very positive. Your attitude is very powerful. Even the situation was wrong, but you are victorious. For example, if in a battlefield a warrior thinks, oh, it's it's a battlefield, I do not know whether I will survive or not. I do not know whether we will win or not. Yes or no, yes or no, the atmosphere in the mind changes. Here I am victorious. A victorious is, a warrior is victorious. I am a warrior who is victorious. I am Mahavir, I am victorious. I am unshakable. So situation is very challenging. But in your mind, you change the attitude. Event you are not changing, but effect you are changing. Situation is the same. Difficult, challenging. But you keep your determination very strong inside. That's called inner strength, inner power. Who am I? So this is me, awareness of my own self. Baba says, it is the body consciousness is the door of all the depression. Body consciousness is the gate of defeat. Body consciousness is the seed of all the other vices. The big jungle of vices will emerge. Now it means again the awareness, consciousness, remembrance, believe of how you are thinking. And the first lesson, I am a soul. It's the foundation, the first lesson. And first lesson is the last lesson actually. We are preparing ourselves for the final time. But what is the final time? The first awareness is the last awareness. What brought the change in our behavior? What brought change in our attitude? What brought change in our feelings, in our relationship with each other? It was just only this realization. Realization of what? If I ask the experience of each one of you, or some of you, what was the? Which was the first thing that really touched you and brought the change? It was realization. And it's so simple, simple words and simple the meaning behind it. But feeling was strong. I am a soul. Really, truly? I am a soul. Now this realization, I am a soul. And so what is this? The fear of death goes away. Because now the meaning of I am a soul is I am immortal. When I am a human being, I am so and so, I am born, I will die. I know And we know it is death is certain, but yet it is fear. It is, everybody knows, death has no calendar. And yet, so much attached to the body, and so much afraid of do not know what will happen. The reason? There was insecurity. Insecurity was there because we do not know where I have come from and where will I go. Where I had come from, where I will go, and what I am doing now, why I am here. Neither where I have come from, nor where I will go, and not what is the purpose here, why I am here. Suddenly I found myself here, and there is no control, just we are here. And then at the mercy of my parents, the mercy of the situations, at the mercy of my fortune, just we are growing. Or now we call, okay, at the mercy of drama, everything is moving. But now this realization or awareness, Simrati, truly, really, truly, just one word so powerful. I am a soul. Just feel inside. We forget this again and again. We know that I am a soul, but we forget, or our attention goes somewhere else. We switch off the connection with our own self, relationship with our own self. Self, as I am speaking, self, time and relationship. Swayam, samay, sambandh. Self, time and relationship. And so then this realization of the self, an immortal being, and nothing physical can have effect or impact on it, or can cause any damage to it. This realization, so what will happen? This attachment to the body and bodily relations, of fear of others, or my fear on others will finish. Because the atmosphere of attachment, and in that is fear of losing something. Attachment is not anything else. It's a fear. Fear. I might lose it. And in that lose, the atmosphere is of tension. Atmosphere of control. Atmosphere of falsehood. And the result is suffering. Result is the soul begins to suffer inside. And this is why the moment we forget we are a soul, the change in the cycle, we turn to left direction. In the cycle of time, you see this swastika, the golden age, the right side, the silver age, right, but gradually coming down, but still soul conscious. And that time is called Amarlok, is the place of immortality. The deities are immortal. Now how can the body is not immortal, because matter has its own time. The body has time. It passes through the stages and ages. And then a time comes, then it has to reshape itself. Renewal of energy. It's a renewal, but it is reduced, the power is reduced in it. It is renewed, but its power is not the same. It's a renewal. It means repair of something. And so our energy is not going higher level. Energy from the golden age of complete soul consciousness, which was age of truth, the awareness of the truth. We were in the feelings of truth, true feeling. And it was meaning, whatever it was, the meaning was truth. It mean, it did not like we say something else and do something else. We feel something else and speak something else. No. The meaning and feeling and action was the same. And then there is a meaning, feeling and action is a strength in it. It's samrathi. It has the power. And so, the deities were powerful. Is what in powerful in that sense? That everything, the matter was pure and perfect, the soul was pure and perfect, the divinity was pure and perfect. And so this is the change in the natural atmosphere. It was the same matter, which is now the elements were the same. It was not the earth was up above, it was the same land. Bharat was the golden age. Bharat, the land of plenty, it was the same. Rivers were the same. The mountains. But what happened? Complete atmosphere changed. Because it was the age of truth. And so the stage of truth within me, the state of my mind is truth. The attitude is true. And so then not only my mind but my chitta, my subconscious mind, my deep feelings and memory tape is truth. And the atmosphere all around, they show Krishna dancing, playing flute, everybody is, birds are chirping, atmosphere is joyful, it's blissful atmosphere is, and it is called happiness everywhere. The land of happiness, the land of joy. There's no trace of sorrow. So what changed the atmosphere? What changed the environment? In environment is because of the elements. And the elements were pure because we were not influenced by this matter, this body. My five elements. The attitude was not I am body. The attitude was I am soul. And then I, the soul, now practice again as self-sovereign. And as yesterday and Baba, day before yesterday, Baba said, if your subtle powers of the soul, the mind, inner power, subtle power of mind, intellect and sanskaras, you have now the ruling power and controlling power, then you have the handling. Not only just your body, you are handling the matter, you are handling others automatically. because you have the power to handle your sense organs. You have the power to handle your senses. Organs are your subservient for you because they obey your order. Not that you obey the order of the organs. When we begin to do something and repent afterwards, it means without even knowing, without in the awareness, it's unaware of the action that we have performed. So when we are unaware, it means I am weak. Awareness, simrati is samrati, vismrati is weakness. When I have forgotten, so if I am not aware, it means I am weak. And this is why we say, oh, I did not realize that I did speak like this. I did not realize that my thoughts had created, words have come out from my mouth with this kind of vibrations or this kind of, or my face reflected that I was upset. I did not mean to be upset. I did not mean to see this, say this. I did not mean. It means that I was not with the simrati of the meaning, the feeling and the awareness of the truth. And then we repent afterwards. So our sense organs were not in control. And so when I'm not aware of my being master of my own sense organs, I cannot handle others with gentle handling. So it means my own ruling power, my own controlling power, my own sustenance power of my own self naturally sustains and supports others. Samrati is there. But inside is the attitude of the mind. Understanding of the truth of the intellect. And then my personality, my sanskaras. So my three powers of my mind, my intellect and my personality. In all these three, what is my feeling, meaning, and experience and expressing? With which awareness I am doing this? And so I am, then when I relate, connect myself, it is now is the time. Only this awareness, it was natural awareness was in the golden age, and all my actions were neutral and natural. As gradually, when the awareness was changing, the atmosphere of matter was changing. And we realize from golden age, we came into silver age. From 16 celestial degrees, the degrees became less, the power became less. It is the same moon. But what is happening? The light, the focus of the light is becoming less. It is not that the moon became dark, but the light focus became less. And so what happened? The soul's power be reduced, and we call it from 16 celestial degrees, we became 14 degrees. From 100%, we became 80%. Gradually, 70%, 75%. So, gradually, 60%. Gradually, the power reduced. Atmosphere changed. So, at this awareness of the self, and as soon as we became conscious of the body, this awareness of the body. So then my name, still it was okay. But then it became a total change between three consciousness of our Laukik introduction that we have. If you just analyze even now, even after becoming a Brahmin, how we introduce ourselves and how do people introduce themselves? Have you ever noticed? Interesting when people give their introduction, and at that time, natural consciousness or the attitude of I and my is with awareness or with the possessiveness or with the neutral consciousness. Some people in a very natural way say, I am called this. I am called. People call me this. People call me this. People call me Arjun. People call me Manisha. People call me Michael. People call me Angelica. My parents gave me this name. It's not that me, I am this. See, just think in this way. Your parents gave the name to the body. And the moment we learnt my name. So now my body, which was given name to my body, now first it was my parents gave and that was their choice, and now it is my property, my possession. See the difference. How the consciousness, the attitude very subtly changes the atmosphere of attachment. So deep within self. Attachment with the body. And Baba says, forget the body, break the attachment to the body, and then automatically bodily relations. So attachment to the body, it means then the way I see, the way I speak, the way I eat, the way my habits are there, because it's through the system, repetition of the actions of my body have become my whole day's routine. I'm lazy or I'm active. How do I handle my matter? I'm too worried about it or I take care as a trustee? I'm sensible, of course I keep the balance, or I become so dependent. This is the certain checking of my own awareness, aware of my attitude. So what happened? My thinking will be more about the body and less about the soul, because it's my body. I'm afraid of my name may be defamed, or I'm thinking whether my name is mentioned or not, or people are aware what I'm doing. Automatically the thinking becomes with name and fame and form. And Baba says, forget that this is a disease of attachment of the name and form. Go beyond name and form, a form of male and female. Rather than in this box, a diamond. It is a shape, design of a box, and I am a diamond. And of course, according to the design of a box, certainly then the setting and fitting will be accordingly. But not having this consciousness, this my and I separate, possessiveness comes. So my name. And third, I am so and so. I am Angelica. I am Maria. I am David. I am Michael. But that is the name. I am not that name. I am a soul. So how even after becoming Brahmin, we see what is my inner realization, my inner awareness. The name given to this vehicle is, it's a model. Internally, okay, for introduction somewhere in the gathering, for the sake, for the name of, so that in a normal language you are speaking, but internal awareness is there. So then you are not influenced by defamation or criticism. You change the attitude, you change the feelings. And this is why Baba says, now I give you the new titles. This is the reason Baba gives us many, many, many beautiful titles he gives. He says, you are Mahavir, a brave soul, powerful soul. So then the quality, it's always connected with a quality. You see, whichever name is given, if you are Arjuna, you are eager to hear Baba's knowledge. You are really, really deep conscious to hear the versions of God and follow His Shrimad. Why would the people also, the Laukic people, also give the name? The Laukic people also gave the name so that it was connected with the actor or person's quality, so that my children also have the same value. And so Baba gives the name, different titles. And there was one time that Baba spoke about 108 different titles, and we had printed that small titles as well. And every day Baba said, when you get up in the morning, first remember that title. It's like a belt of safety for yourself. Be seated on the seat with the self-respect of that title. It is self-respect. So even just this connected with the yajna, connected with Baba, at the confluence age, I am Pandav. So I am Pandav, I am companion of God. I am Mahavir, I am victorious. I make the unconscious people conscious. I am humble server. So what happens if I am really with the meaning and feeling, with the awareness of the meaning and feeling and experiences there, then naturally the power is in that word, in that value. And your attitude changes. Vritti. And automatically then drishti, then your vision changes. You begin to see a new world, a world of hope. You see with divine vision, you see everything, there is some divine plan in it, divinity. You see with dignity, because this title is given in such a way. Pandav, companion of God. At this time Baba has created a yajna and I am protector of the yajna. Responsibility. No matter what others are doing, but I feel responsible. I am yajna server, I am responsible. Take any of the title, any one of the title. Simple title as well, I am shining star. The fortune of my star is shining. And I am shining star, bright star. All these five qualities are shining in me. Knowledge. Our knowledge is making my star shine, of star of fortune. And this knowledge is making me aware of three aspects of time. As Baba said that you are as knowledgeable, you are the knower of the third eye is opened. Your third eye is opened. Trinetri. Now I do not see only with these two eyes. So because of this title, I am Trinetri, so I have to check whether this third eye is open or two eyes are open and the third eye is sometime open, sometime is closed. And so when the knower of the three aspects of time, I would see the beginning, middle and the end, from where the situation is coming from. How this atmosphere was created. What was the reason of this problem that I am facing with? You begin to see, either is attachment, or it is fear of losing something of that kind of attachment, or it is greed, or it is ego, or it is competition, or it is jealousy. The problem has come because I have not created a probe to prove, in order to check beforehand. As I'm checking, I am immediately changing myself. So problem comes because of weakness. Success comes because of power. Smriti is samrati. And in that samrati is because the power is there, with value is there. And because of the values, because of the virtues, naturally it is positive energy. So inside first the atmosphere changes. Inside the power changes. And what is inside, that first creates the energy in the body, in the mind, in the body, in my eyes, in my words, in my action. It's a gradual, just like one you put a small stone in the pond, it begins to create the ripples. The ripples begins to increase. In the same way, just one powerful thought of pure attitude. One begins to light, creates aura, more power, more aura, more power, more aura. So the knowledge that Baba has given, making me the knower of the Trikal Darshi, Trinetri, the knower of the three aspects of time, the spinner of the cycle of self-realization. So now I am able to see the past, present and future, but at the same time, with a very powerful drishti of divinity, with the third eye, knowing the three aspects of time. And then becoming the master of the three worlds. Automatically, the power of the soul world is there, the power of the subtle region is there, and power of the paradise and the confluence age is there. Because the attitude is, because the title is this giving you the seat, the position, no? You get a title of in the Supreme Court, you get the title of the Supreme Judge, you have your power accordingly. It's a title, no? It's a degree. And Baba is giving this degree, this title of what he is teaching us, the education he is giving. And so this attitude, I'm studying in godly university. I'm godly university, I'm godly student. And this godly student is so wonderful, that's godfatherly university. I'm understanding the universal laws of truth. I'm understanding the universal laws of nature. So automatically the inner feeling, the inner attitude is changing. It's a question of really, in your vritti, what kind of thoughts are moving, repeating, rotating again and again. That will create the atmosphere. If worry and tension and negative and wrong feelings about the self is creating, thinking, so that time of atmosphere will become. And that will be visible on the face. Worry, fear, tension, confused. And so it is just the atmosphere, not only outside, but first the atmosphere comes on my face, because face is the index of mind. What is happening in the mind, what is happening in my attitude, in my feeling, that is what is my first where I am living, that the atmosphere is created there, no? That is also affecting the body as well then. The mind and matter then both are influenced. And so even if something has happened, okay, the situation was not right, and now I know that past was like this. Even this word that Baba says, remember the knowledge, the way Baba is given. Okay, a difficult situation is, it is a test. And in a test it means I have to pass. Because I am student, I should be passed with honor. And just this word pass, godly student. Godly student, if I fail, it's not only just my defamation, but God is teaching. And I'm studying in godly university, so Maya cannot overpower me. So you immediately create the atmosphere of passing with self-respect. Pass with honor. This is keeps me very close to the teacher, near Baba. It's pass. Okay, whatever happened in the past, this is past now, passed away. The time is gone. So question of really that deep realization with the knowledge, each single word of knowledge. This Smriti means remembering not only the Baba, but remembering the teacher's knowledge. Remembering the bestower's blessing, the Satguru's blessing. So it makes me naturally, by remembering the word past, this Smriti creates the power to be passed with honor. The awareness of whose child I am, the simple thing. I am Baba's child. This relationship with the self, by remembering the title Baba has given, or the relationship with Baba, which is very natural now. I am Baba's child. I am God's child. And when I am God's child, what am I? Who am I? I am child of the Almighty Authority. And so I am child of the Almighty Authority. How can I be weak? am child of the Almighty Authority. Weakness is not my respect. And then again that strength comes to overcome my own weaknesses, or I can overcome the weaknesses and challenges that come from others. I'm child of God, and then again, just okay, even if simple, I'm child of God, not even the Almighty. So I'm child. So naturally, you are innocent. Whose child I am? No worry. Child does not have any worry. And really, be a child and free from worry. Be the child of Almighty, free from fear or tension. Carefree child. But I'm godly student, I'm careful. So the same wording, change the attitude, change the feelings. Atmosphere changes, environment changes. Who is my companion? God is my companion. Just relationship with this. And then I'm just, Baba says, I am the director and I'm your companion as well. So, okay, behad unlimited drama, I'm seeing it. And I'm seeing as a detached observer. Now, it's the same, that the remembrance is not only remembrance of Baba. Awareness means remembrance. Simrati is remembering what Baba has, the jewel that he has given, the knowledge he has given, the teachings he has given, the directions he has given, the yuktis he has given. And so this automatically makes us God's companion, powerful companion. So everything is just surrendered. Let Baba, I leave it to Baba, and faith is there that Satguru is his Shrimat, I follow his Shrimat, and I know that success is naturally birthright. The moment I mix with my own opinion, I forget that at this moment, somewhere I have to be responsible, otherwhere I just follow Baba's direction. Some places, my responsibility. Other places, a Satguru is giving me direction, and I just surrender myself and let me do every action according to Baba's direction. And then this Simriti is automatically makes me so powerful that circumstances and problems have no power then. Simriti is Samriti, Parastiti is weakness. Because this problem is problem because of one or another weakness, one of other defects, one of another vice, and these vices, weaknesses have force but have no power. It comes with force but it has no power. And so then I'm seeing the see things, it is just like a passing scene. Or what Baba says, see these circumstances and situation, what is just like a side scene. Side scene or side scene. This passing by. Or it is side scene, no? It is entertaining. And when you are seeing it entertaining, automatically that you are beyond this. And so then, with the deeper, the stronger the awareness is, and the more I am connected with this time, that this is the time that Baba is giving me. Time is very important. And I have to see what kind of attitude I am keeping with this time. Is this attitude that now this time is finishing? Eventually the line is coming. Or no, I think I do not know whether it is going to happen or not. But death has no calendar. Baba will not give me date. He though does not want me to date conscious, but he definitely wants me the last day conscious. Not date conscious, but death can take any time. So death consciousness should be there. Dying alive. I'm died. Or I'm letting go. And so in my vritti, now it is smriti and vritti. Is my vritti of unlimited disinterest? Vairag vritti. Then this atmosphere for me is not interested, I'm not interested. It's attraction or temptation or criticism or whatever. I'm not interested in that. What it is that I have just closed my ears, I don't hear. I see but don't see. It's when people are criticizing or commenting or laughing and joking, because I am a yogi, I have unlimited vairagvritti and people begin to make joke. I have disinterest from that as well. So see but don't see, hear but don't hear. So it is unlimited disinterest which is called vairagvritti. Another is tyag vritti. Total renunciation. And when it is the tyag vritti, then it is automatically what is happening. It is once I have renounced, it doesn't belong to me. Baba says you are unlimited sannyasis. Or you are totally tyag vritti, is a detached consciousness. Living like a lotus. Like today Baba said, the lotus whole family remains in the mud, lives in the mud, but the lotus flower stays up. It's a big family of lotus seeds, of this bhet is called, something which you make vegetable, very tasty vegetable that Sindhi people specially make it. Or in China you get a lot, in Hong Kong you get, other places you get. So it is mud is there, but then you clean it and use it. Big family underneath is in the water. But lotus flower is above the mud. Detachment total. So it is renunciation, but it is not disconnecting. It's tyag vritti. Through vritti it is tyag, it doesn't belong to me. It has its own part, I am my own part. And also, tapasya's vritti, vairag vritti, tyag vritti, tapasya vritti. When it is tapasya, I am a yogi. All around me, just I create an aura around me. Tapasvi, in early days, tapasvi used to create a fire around themselves in a round circle so that creatures, scorpions, snakes, other things do not enter in that area. Or it is what my vritti is, what is my service for, what is my attitude, why I am here. Baba has come to change the world and I am God's server. So it's my seva vritti. Service companion, I'm server. So tyag vritti, tapasya vritti, seva vritti. So you are automatically changing the total atmosphere through the awareness of the self, through the awareness of Baba, through the awareness of time. Total atmosphere changes. Okay? So this is what it is. Changing through the awareness and attitude, changing the atmosphere, changing the circumstances, changing my own life. Om Shanti, Om Shanti. And now is the time for receiving gifts. We'll have meditation first, few minutes, and then I think it's going to be the gift ceremony. Om Shanti.
महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से, महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से, बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो, फरिश्ता उड़ चलो हे योगी संसार से, हे योगी संसार से, महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से, बन के फरिश्ता उड़ चलो हे योगी संसार से, योगी संसार से, महाज्योति को याद करो हे योगी बड़े प्यार से, लगती है प्यारी शांति वहाँ की, लगती है प्यारी ज्योति की वो दुनिया है न्यारी, शांति वहाँ की लगती है प्यारी, शांति वहाँ की लगती है प्यारी, बुला रहा है पिता तुम्हारा, हो हो बुला करो।